From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Andrea Seabrook. The Iraq war has cost $477 billion so far. President Bush has asked Congress for another $196 billion for the next year, a request Democrats would like to attach some conditions to before approving. Congress also has a slew of spending bills still to consider, the appropriations that fund all government services from highways to health care. And with the president exercising his veto pen more readily these days, budget battles will likely rage right through to New Year's. But while politicians get their dukes up, some Washington policy analysts are taking the long view on the federal budget and hoping you will, too. Here it is. According to the Government Accountability Office, the national debt, plus the obligations the federal government has promised to pay out in the future, equals $50 trillion. That's 50 trillion with a T. To drive home how unbelievably large that amount of money is, policy analysts packed up their PowerPoint presentations and hit the road. The lecture hall is already packed, and more people are pushing in the door.
We expect this to be a full house, so I'm going to ask everyone, I see some open seats, if you can move in. Everyone squish in to the left and to the right so that we don't have open seats as more people join us.
College students, professors, and local citizens have overfilled the steep lecture hall at the University of Maryland, Baltimore County on a recent evening. They're here to see a new kind of Al Gore-style traveling slideshow, except this one isn't about the breakdown of the environment. It's about the breakdown of the federal budget. This is the Fiscal Wake-Up Tour, and the opening act is Robert Bixby of the financially conservative Concord Coalition.
Changing course is going to require some politically difficult choices about programs like Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, and that's where the Fiscal Wake-Up Tour comes in. Now you all know the fellow on the horse. That's Paul Revere. I show Paul Revere because he's symbolic of this effort. We're not running around preaching gloom and doom. We are trying to spread an alarm.
The alarm the tour has spread across dozens of states in the past 2 years is this. If the federal government continues its current course in the coming years, the country will go deep, deep into the red. The headliner of this show is David Walker, the Comptroller General of the United States. You might call him the nation's chief accountant. And with the flick of a remote, he flashes a graph up onto the screen that shows what his computer does when it extends the current budget out a few decades.
If you assume that tax levels will be at roughly the historical level, about 18.5 over time, that we won't reform Social Security and Medicare, this is what we look like. The model that drives this simulation implodes right after this time frame.
Now, you've probably heard these arguments before. Over the years, politicians have conjured images of the looming budget crisis, usually while trying to sell their own fixes to the problem. Al Gore had his lockbox for the Social Security surplus. President Bush wanted personal retirement accounts. What makes the Fiscal Wake-Up Tour different is that this time, the warning sirens are not being used to sell a political agenda. In fact, the tour includes policy experts from across the ideological spectrum. There's Stuart Butler of the Conservative Heritage Foundation.
What we see is within a very few years, the level of taxes as a proportion of the average paycheck would actually go up to the highest level in history.
And there's Douglas Elmendorf from the left-leaning Brookings Institution.
And indeed, national saving the last few years has been lower than at any time in our history since the Great Depression.
And their message is all the same. Do nothing and disaster will come. What's the biggest problem? There's no question among these experts. It's Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security, the promised future benefits for retirees and the poor and sick. Controller Walker.
In fact, if you did the same thing with a private sector company that the federal government does with Social Security and Medicare, you would go to jail.
Walker refers to the fact that the government is spending every penny it takes in right now in Social Security taxes, not saving the surplus to pay for actual benefits later. An even bigger problem, one that's renewed the sense of urgency to this message, is the cost of health care in this country. It's shooting up by more than 6% a year. But after all the PowerPoint charts and graphs, Walker's most compelling appeal comes when he flicks a button and the screen shows a picture of three little kids.
These are my grandchildren. I got married at 19. I've been married to the same woman for 36 years. We have 2 children and 3 grandchildren. These grandchildren are obviously too young to vote. They didn't create this problem. This is their problem. They don't have a voice. Their granddaddy is their voice. Thank you.
Now, one thing you may have noticed about the fiscal wake-up tour is that it is long on problems and very short on solutions. That's by design. The solution is where these men part paths and have very different ideas. They do get a chance to talk about their ideas in a question and answer session at the end. But these budget experts agree that it is more important at this point to raise the alarm than it is to champion any one fix. I asked Robert Bixby of the Concord Coalition about this.
There was a slide in your PowerPoint presentation, in one of them, that showed the budget over the course of the next 40 years. It showed it going completely haywire, and the model, the actual computer model you guys use to model this, actually goes haywire and blows up in 2053. What happens?
As a practical matter, you would never get there. The model blows up because you've got deficits. You've got the debt at about 500% of the economy. Mm-hmm. Nobody can say what a crisis would look like or when it would occur. I sometimes worry that there won't be a crisis, that there'll be just some sort of long, slow erosion in our nation's standard of living because we're running deficits. We won't make hard choices. It will sap the economy over the long term, and we'll be ending up with much higher taxes and higher debt. And that means that the services that we expect won't be sustainable, whether it's health care or basic infrastructure or Social Security or national defense. Almost anything would be put at risk by an unsustainable fiscal policy.
There was a fascinating moment in Mr. Walker's presentation where he kind of turned off the facts and the figures, put up three pictures of his 3 grandchildren, and went for the emotional jugular. I mean, it was straight-up emotional appeal. What part does that play in this presentation?
There's a danger that we'll all come off as a bunch of green eyeshade people who are obsessed with numbers and balanced budgets. We all try to emphasize that that really isn't the case. We may indeed be green eyeshade people, but we really do care about the human consequences of all of this. We all think that these are good programs. We all think that they've accomplished good. We all think that they're on an unsustainable path and that the people who are most at risk are future generations. And if people aren't worried about the future of their children and grandchildren, well, I guess we can't reach them. But we want them to know that that's what's at risk here.
Robert Bixby and the Fiscal Wake Up Tour are ramping up their schedule in the coming months, trying to crowbar budget issues into the agendas of the presidential candidates. And it's hard. The budget is not sexy. But if they can get regular Americans to think about it and start asking politicians for a solution, they will be satisfied. The bottom line is, says Walker, the status quo is not an option.